The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Perhaps we've heard the phrase or even said it ourselves that something along the lines of, "That young person over there is a spitting image of their parent." It's usually used to say that the child and the parent look and act very similarly, almost identical. Christ says something along these lines in today's gospel. He says, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. And if you know me, then you also know my Father." Something similar should be our goal too. We should be spitting images of Christ. We should be so much like him that when people see us, the way we behave, the way we interact with others, the way we worship God and put him first, the way we care for our neighbors as ourselves, when people see us, they should see some glimpse of Christ. In the same way that a mirror can be used to redirect the rays of sun into some dark corner, we should be that mirror that redirects the light of God into the dark places around us. My brothers and sisters, this isn't easy. When we first begin our spiritual journey, this mirror is often a bit dirty. It can be very difficult to reflect any bit of light. It's often covered with dirt and grime, years of vice and bad habits. But over time, with the help of God, and with a little bit of effort on our part, we can begin slowly to remove the buildup of our past lives and polish that mirror to a healthy shine. And in so doing, become a spitting image of Christ and the Father, bringing light to the darkness that is around us.